Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Got your trip to come out here to Daytona coming up this show as well. Yep. If you entered at KidNation.com last week. And just because we're out here in Daytona doesn't mean we're not going to do a regular show. We still got Love Letters to Kelly coming up. And don't forget, your vault password is coming up for Beat the Bank
Extreme.
Up to $10,000 is what you can win. Now, Kelly, you're sitting there with your notes.
She wants to. She has notes on y'all's trip.
Notes. I don't want to forget anything.
Well, Big Al, because she needed to take notes because it was
the craziest day ever.
It's so vivid. I will never forget a moment of it.
Ours was crazy, too. Let me just tell you real brief. We ran into a kid's kid in the airport. Russ Face has, like, I don't know, some type of memory that's supernatural. We're walking down on our way to our gate, and we see a family walk, several families, but Russ Face goes, "That was a kid's kid." And we turn around, make a beeline. It's Sammy from San Antonio, and they're on their way back, and we have a little conversation with them. And fortunately, we still made our flight because it was real close. And so we get onto the plane. This is where my drama came in. We get onto the flight, and I'm putting my bag in the overhead, and I notice that this guy is looking at me, and he's sitting in the middle seat, and I assume his wife's sitting in the window seat, and he's sitting in his seat and about a quarter or third of my seat as well. And the armrest is up. He's a bigger guy, okay? I'm going to say it. And so I'm looking at him. I'm going to make a joke about it. Like, "Hey, what's up, sunshine? You know, let's make this work. You know, because I'm big. He's big. So let's..." And so I've kind of...
"What's up, sunshine?"
Yeah, that's what I said to him. And so I kind of funnel myself into the seat, because that's the only way I'm going to get... I have to put my butt where my head would go, and then I just kind of plop into the seat. Uh-huh. That's the only way I could get into it, okay? So I sit in, and the flight attendant says, let's fasten your seatbelt. And so I look down. My seatbelt is nowhere to be seen. He's on it.
Okay.
He's on my seatbelt, and I can't...
Did you have to do the reach under?
Kelly, he didn't move. He's sitting on my seatbelt, and he sees... I stand up to find my seatbelt, and it's nowhere. I'm like, "Do y'all have one?"
He was waiting for you to reach under.
Yeah, I did.
And ask him to cough.
Normally, a person would kind of lean over or inhale or something.
Unless they're looking forward to you reaching under.
He did not move. Yeah. So I have to go to the base of the seatbelt and get where it starts and start yanking.
Did he giggle?
He did not move. Flinch. Nothing.
Gosh, people are so rude traveling.
He did not. I mean, I didn't know if I should, like, offer part of my seat, like that real estate for sale at a price. I don't know. Uh-huh. But
why didn't you just say, "Excuse me, you're sitting on my seatbelt"?
Yeah. Why didn't you?
Because you could... Common sense tells you
common
if I'm reaching
say,
under your right butt cheek.
"Excuse me, you're sitting on my seatbelt." Hey. That is not that hard.
"Hey, can I get my seatbelt real quick, bro?" And he would have gone, "Oh, I'm sorry."
No,
and
then I don't think he would have.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I don't know what
you... So
you're...
flew unrestrained. what you're telling us.
I finally yanked and pulled and...
You know what? There's no need for our story.
I don't know if y'all's drama tops that, but whew, my flight was traumatic.
Wow.
Go ahead.
Go ahead with what?
I don't know.
I mean, nothing's more drastic than what happened to you. What occurred to us is inconsequential now.
Did I just had to get on down here to Daytona Beach and get in that massage room. But go ahead. Y'all go ahead.
You haven't talked to people this whole weekend, have you? Except for the people you saw.
You've just talked
Garden
so
City.
Much.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Go ahead.
Can't stop now. it was drama from the day, because I got to the airport and I went to the kiosk and they were like, "You're not booked on this flight." So I was at the gate. I'm like, "I am not.
I have to be on this flight.
How angry were you at Russ?
I wasn't angry. I was upset and nervous, and I was, "I don't know what's happened." I said, "Here's my number and everything." She said, "This flight is going to San Antonio." I said, "How can I be booked on a flight to San Antonio? This makes no sense." I pull out my day timer. I was at the wrong airline. I was calling
the flight's on a different day.
I went to the wrong airline. So that's how day started. Yeah. And I, at the last minute, I got there. Okay, so it was fine.
All right.
So we have to, because there wasn't a direct flight for us, we had to do a pit stop in Atlanta.
Okay.
All right, so everything's fine.
Which is cool, because I like going to Atlanta. It's great people watching.
It's a great airport. Yeah. I don't get to go there very often. And then... number two thing that happens, it's all about me at first. Mm. They tell me I'm like the last person. They say you have to check your bag. I went to so much effort to do carry-on, Al. I was so proud of myself.
Right, and they said,
"Nope, all the overhead bins are full." And then, so I have to check my bag. I'm so grumpy. I'm apologizing to everybody. I'm sorry. I tried.
And the reason why Kelly had to check her bag is because, again, everybody hoards around the dang gate.
Yeah.
And doesn't allow you to board the plane when your group is going because everybody's just standing there. Even though like they're group seven, they're still there.
Right.
So you never know when to get on.
So then we get on the plane and every bin is empty. And one customer starts complaining very loudly about it. And, you know, the flight attendant calms him down. That's fine. So here we
He was sitting next to me.
And he's sitting next to Jenna, who's already a nervous flyer.
I like that.
And
guy,
he's complaining. Okay.
I was cool with him complaining.
I'm glad he was complaining too because he was complaining for me.
He spoke up for the people.
So far, this is pretty traumatic.
Well, wait. That's now we're getting started. Okay, so now we're just kind of like, So here we go. We take off. I've got my little earbuds in because I'm listening to that podcast that Jenna recommended on That's What I Like.
Yeah.
The Dropout.
I'm watching the dirt.
Yeah. And we just get up, and we're not all the way to cruising altitude.
Yeah.
And in my earbuds, I hear a bang. I was like, well, man, the landing gear must have slammed shut really loud. Because I'm listening to something.
No, that's not.
It was a boom.
Yeah, everybody kind of sat up and looked to the left. Okay. We all did.
Well, and
Jenna was sitting above the wing.
I'm sitting on the engine.
Yeah,
she's and I felt it go out completely. But you know how I normally am. I am a little anxious. So when I hear a weird noise like landing gear, it kind of makes me, the first 2 minutes of a flight to me are the most stressful. And then once we get up to 35,000 feet, I'm usually totally fine. But we're not even to 10,000 yet, and that happened. And JC looked at me, and Anna looked at me.
Well, I looked at Jenna because I know how scared she is.
Yeah.
And she was not looking towards where the boom happened. She was looking at me and Anna. And
well,
I
start looking for flight attendants. I look at reactions of people on the plane when everyone
we all set up
out.
And look.
I look over Jenna's shoulder, and the engine was right behind her. So
the
I look
engine
over her,
blown out.
I look behind her shoulder, and I could see smoke, a little bit of smoke.
It wasn't okay. And then there's a weird noise. And then I knew something was wrong because the plane immediately started to turn, and we never climbed any higher.
It was tilting to the left. So it was like
but
the
it
plane.
Took 30 minutes for him to come on.
Well,
maybe 15.
He's probably having to radio ahead and get everything straight before he let us know what was going on.
But that's the scary part is that they don't come on and say anything.
But I know I'm not dying in a plane crash. I just know that. So I wasn't ever really scared.
I told Jenna,
I was praying for Jenna. I said, I was saving my prayers for Jenna. I said, because I know how scared she is. God, just please calm her down this isn't that bad.
Okay. I locked eyes with a baby that was sitting in front of Jenna.
Right.
And I was like, We have a baby on the plane.
That baby's day to die.
Yeah, I'm not going to let this baby go down.
Babies have died on plane crashes.
No, but this baby.
But I'm telling you, Jenna, I'm not.
This baby
I
looked
promise
at me.
You.
All right.
This baby looked at me and was like, no, you're good.
So the pilot comes on and he says, okay, we're just 16 miles outside of Atlanta.
Calmly, though, by the way. He goes, ladies and gentlemen.
We lost the left engine.
It
lost it, but it shut down. He said, but we've been through hundreds of flight simulations.
Oh, boy.
I know how to land this plane.
Well, no. He said, we do this. He goes, this is something we practice for twice a day.
In simulations.
It's going to be okay. He goes, we're going through a checklist right now, and then an emergency crews are going to meet us on the ground. As soon as it's safe for us to return, we will. But then everyone on the plane, I've never heard an airplane so still and quiet. It was that moment of, for about the next 20 minutes, we circled around. Everyone was so quiet.
Because the couples were holding hands.
Has the drink cart made it down the aisle yet?
No. The flight attendants were sitting down.
Never saw a flight attendant.
I just put my podcast back on. I don't know why. I was not freaked out.
Yeah.
It was really strange.
Yeah.
I just knew it was okay. So the pilot said, they're going to be emergency crews. This is a precaution. He said, but this is going to be fine. I've done this simulator.
Okay.
And when we landed, you could see out the window, there's all the fire trucks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody started.
There's no fire.
There's no fire. Yeah. Everybody starts applauding. It was, you know, everybody's so relieved.
As soon as those wheels touch the ground, everyone cheered.
And he said, we're going to have the firefighters check to make sure there's no fuel leaking. So we've got to stop here on the runway for a minute. And then we taxi to the gate.
Okay.
Everything is absolutely fine. So we get off the plane and we're all standing around the gate. And the guy says, just wait here. You know, we're going to get some instructions for you in a minute.
Well, Kelly's telling her version of the story and she was fine. I was obviously hysterically terrified.
I was terrified a little
bit.
Inside, I was terrified.
JC,
on the
Anna,
outside.
And I looked around at other people. I saw other people crying. I'm glad Kelly was okay, but the reality was it was we were all texting because we were at 10,000 feet.
I texted Kenzie. I said, look, our engine blew. The pilot said it's going
to
be okay.
We were all
able
to get
us back. I love you guys with a happy face. Just let her know everything's cool right now. But I didn't want to show that I was scared because I could tell Jenna was not fine and
she
doesn't like flying and I didn't want to.
Yeah.
And I remember telling Anna when we got on the plane,
right.
We were sitting down, I looked at Anna and I was like, I feel weird about this plane.
Yeah.
Oof.
And then 10 minutes later, Janelle even said, "Jace, you don't say that." And then 10 minutes later, that dang thing.
And I'd say about every other flight I take, I feel weird, so it's hard for me to determine. Right. So I took another anti-anxiety pill. So
hey, y'all should have put us on the group text with y'all, because while I was getting my foot massage, I would really want to know how y'all are doing, because I was sitting here at the Hard Rock, and I would have been genuinely concerned during during my rhythm and motion full body massage.
But there was a lot of stress even after we got to the airport, though. Because we had to, they didn't know where our gate was. Mm-hmm. They kept changing
it. Well, they told us one, and so we all go over to that gate. It was an A.
Yeah, because they have to find you a new plane.
We earned a cocktail for that one. So we went to the bar right next door to the gate.
Heck yeah.
And the waitress wouldn't come. About 15 minutes had passed, and Jenna's like, we were like, "Jenna, what do you want to drink? You go check and see the flight status."
So I was feeling antsy anyway. I'm like, I'm going to go check on this plane, see what it looks like.
So Jenna goes out to check
the flashlight. I think it's all right.
Y'all, I'm going to go scope this one out.
Me and the captain.
And we're thinking, where's our waitress? She wouldn't come. So we're like, we're going to keep it simple. The three of us, we're going to order jalapeno margaritas. We're going to get Jenna's wine. And the waitress finally comes, and guess what, Al?
What?
They're out of jalapeno margaritas.
Oh.
Can this day get any worse?
What?
Yeah.
Out of jalapenos.
Yeah. Then we had to come up with a drink on the spot.
Did the pilot come back on the PA? Sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
We're Jenna's still Jenna's checking. So I was like, well, dang it. Well, I guess I'll go to my old standby. I'll have a slightly dirty martini with blue cheese olives.
There you go.
Out of olives. What?
Yeah. Kelly was not happy.
I mean, what else could go wrong?
Right?
So we finally get, and she tells us her day's been bad, too. We think we've had a bad day. She said, the cook didn't show up for 6 hours, and she's just going on about her bad day. We said, Mercury's in retrograde. Googled it.
And it is.
Everything. It is.
Full on retrograde.
So we get our order in, and here comes Jenna running around the corner. They changed our gate. They're boarding now.
That's what a gate agent told me.
B11, and we're in
B, and we're in A.
We're in A.
Oh, my.
Atlanta Airport's big, by the way.
Yes,
well,
it is.
Some other people that were on our flight heard Jenna, and they had already gotten their orders. And so they all jump up, "We're going to miss our flight." And we're like, "Not us," because we never got our order in. And we took off. And JC sprinted for us because he was going to go there and tell them to hold the gate for us.
Yeah. Because I was so drugged, there was no running for me.
Yeah, it was Anna, me, and Jenna. And it's like, we can't run. I'm wearing flip-flops.
Right.
So JC's like, "I got this." And so he takes off running.
Did the music start playing while you're running?
Yeah, bro. Even a little kid when I was running by, he goes, "Dang, that guy's fast." I was like, "Yeah, yeah."
Yeah.
You pulled out of it, wink. Yeah,
yeah. I did it like slow motion and everything. Yeah, it felt
good.
And
the whole way there, Anna's looking at me and her and I. She's like, "You know what, Jenna? If we miss this one, I'm going to take it as a sign. If we miss this flight, we were not supposed to make this flight." So then we start all getting psyched out about it.
Right. I get to the gate.
Right.
The door's closed.
Oh, no.
The door is closed. And I'm like, "Oh, no. My speed didn't help." And there's two people in front of me in the line. I'm like, "All right, the door's closed. Nothing I can do. So I'm just going to wait here for Kelly and Jenna and Anna to show up." And the two people talk to the gate agent. And I walk up. I'm like, "Looks like I missed my flight." And she goes, "What flight?" And I said, "The flight to Daytona." And she goes, "Oh, no, baby.
Oh, you're good.
Baby?
Baby.
Yeah, she called me baby first. Right. She's, "Oh, no, baby. All we have your crew's not here yet.
Oh.
You have plenty of time."
Okay.
So everything was all
Everything good. Was good.
Yeah, and then it just kept, 7:30 became 8 o'clock, became like an 8:30 departure. You know, that's just the way it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the point is, we all got here.
Okay.
You know, fine. But it's such a weird thing because I didn't have the reaction I thought I would have had.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I just went back to listening to the podcast, said a prayer, and I was good, you know? And
right.
I didn't realize everybody was freaked out because they were all sitting behind me.
Because by the time you guys did put white cheddar on the text message or whatever, I think we were having mozzarella sticks. And I'm going to tell you, we're having mozzarella sticks and white cheddar reading the text.
Did you guys have a moment of concern for
us? My gosh, yeah. We're starting to do a whole new show plan for today because it's going to be Big Al.
Right, Big Al, that's exactly it.
All right, Kid Nation.
Oh, by the way, I'm really considering renting a car. I think a couple people didn't get on the next flight.
Oh, really?
It was emptier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you guys hadn't have been, Anna even said, if we hadn't have been together,
you wouldn't have done it.
I don't know if I could have gotten myself alone to get on a plane again after that.
That's terrible.
I would not have gone on the same plane though if they said, "No, it's all good." I'm like,
No, it's not.
Yeah, I heard that.
The engine was black.
Yeah. I need a new plane. Yeah.
Speaking of engine, Kid Nation, Beat the Bank
Extreme
is back. And you need a password to go inside the vault.
Speaking of engines.
Now the password is engine.
Oh,
yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, you goofball over there. You're talking trash.
Yeah.
I had to rub it in.
The password.
Speaking of engine.
Because that's your password,
Al. My bad. All right.
Sorry, it wasn't mozzarella stick.
It's engine.
Your password is engine.
Engine, got it.
And the first round of Beat the Bank Extreme is coming up next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, that means that ball is getting ready for you, Kid Nation. It's time to play Beat the Bank
Extreme.
I had to go extra for this
one. All right, because
it is our first one. Yeah. 78 vaults are open for you, Kid Nation. All you got to do is get in with that password. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Are you going to win $10,000? What number would you like, Jenna?
Ooh, I would like 17.
Caller number 17, you get the first crack at Beat the Bank Extreme. And don't you forget that if you don't get in this hour, it's all good. We'll hook you up with another password in less than 1 hour, and we'll play again in about an hour. But real quick, while we wait for our contestant, so this is something really cool because this is a little something for Big Al Mac.
Oh, good.
And for me and Jenna. Big Al Mac likes country music. Yeah. Jenna and I are hip-hop heads. Kelly, no boy band vibes on this one.
Okay.
But his name is Lil Nas X, and he's got a song called Old Town Road. Justin Bieber's on this. Like, he posted about him yesterday. He's from Atlanta, which is where we were yesterday for a long time. The song actually came out in December. It blew up the last month because of that TikTok meme, you know, that cool app that everybody has, and it's gone viral. And it's top 20 on iTunes, top 30 in Shazam. First song ever to chart both in hip-hop and in country. 19 million streams so far. You guys want to hear it?
Yeah.
All right. His name is Lil Nas X. It's called Old Town Road.
You can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley, you ain't been up off that porch. Now, can't nobody tell me nothing. Riding on a tractor, all in my blood. Cheated on my baby, you can go and ask. My life is a movie. Riding in boots, cowboy hat from Gucci, Wrangler on my booty. Can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing.
Okay. It's country rap.
I can dig it.
I hear Travis McCoy all.
A little bit.
As soon as you played it, because it's just like one of his songs.
Yeah, I could hear that too, Kel.
In the beginning, he did kind of sound like Travi. And then I did feel a little Bubba Sparks in there, too.
Yeah.
I like it.
Old Town Road, Lil Nas X. People are on it right now.
Lil Nas X.
Yeah.
Is he white?
No, he's not.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's from Atlanta. By the way, he used to run a Nicki Minaj fan site.
Okay. All sorts of trivia.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? All the stuff that comes out.
See, kids, you can do anything.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, you can do anything you want. Al, would you want to become a country hip-hop artist?
We've tried that. We've tried that with Lil Jon Deere.
But you kept messing up because you got too busy.
He didn't pursue it. I truly believe that was a missed opportunity for Al.
It could have. And the one
could have done it.
The big flop that I had was trying to perform at Billy Bob's, the world's largest honky-tonk.
Yep.
And I had, like, 2 days to rehearse like two or three songs. It was just a mess. I was trying to get a lot done in a very, very short period of time.
Lack of preparation.
It was just hard. It was just really tough. I couldn't practice with the band, and it's just really tough. And trying to, you know, it was just
maybe we can redo it now that you have a guitar player and an actual band, the Don Cheadles.
That's very true. I mean, that could
be our thing.
Why not?
I'm super motivated now after watching The Dirt.
Oh, really?
To become a real cool band.
I'm glad you liked it. I really liked it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think we should party as hard as they did.
No, definitely not.
But the performances are on point.
Okay. I'm open to it. I'm open to it. I'm down. I'm always down to perform. You know, I love attention.
We got to stray away from Buy Me a Boat, though. We're going to have to go create our own.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
I'm excited now.
Goodness gracious.
Well, you could technically do Buy Me a Boat, but it needs to be like Buy Me a Lambo truck.
Yeah, something the Lambo. Like, yeah, we got to hip-hop it up a little bit.
Buy me a Lambo.
Did you guys see the Lambo sitting outside of the Hard Rock?
The Hard Rock Lambo? Yes. Can we drive it?
Now, Susan has told us that we can do anything here.
Then I would love to drive it.
So I'm thinking we may be able to take that bad boy around the block a couple times.
I want to go do donuts in the sand.
Yes.
That's my goal.
She did tell me. She don't.
Anything you want.
So.
Anything. And if she says no, maybe a little bit of money can buy that for us.
Sure.
But speaking of money, it's time to play Beat the Bank. Big Al Mack, are you ready with
I'm ready.
Here we go, Kid Nation.
Put a country twang on it.
Beat the Bank. Extreme. Kelly Jenner and JC. Flight problems coming in.
Screw.
My day was tough, too. Hitting the steam room again. Beat the Bank. Beat the Bank.
I just couldn't get that timer and the temperature just where I wanted it yesterday in the steam room.
Yeah.
And so I tried to adjust it, and it's very easy to adjust, but I've never done that myself. So I wasn't sure where my sweet spot was.
What'd you end up going with?
So I think I topped out at 118.
Whoa.
And I thought that was pretty warm. White Cheddar tells me that he's at his house. He goes up to, maybe 130, 138, I think he said.
Hold on one second. White Cheddar got one at his house?
Yes.
Yeah, White Cheddar be balling over there.
Right?
Soggy Cheddar.
He has the infrared. That's
infrared.
The good one.
It's not moist.
Oh, really?
So that's different. Yeah, it's dry
it's infrared.
Heat, but it's infrared.
Oh, I got to get me one of those.
Yeah, they're not expensive. I priced them. I haven't bought one, but I priced them. They're under $1,000.
I don't say it's not a lot of money.
It's a lot, but...
Well... Yeah, look at that.
Like $500-$600.
We're all going to get one. We just got to get play Beat the Bank Extreme.
We should get a show infrared steamer.
It work. Yes.
We'll all sit in there with our towels on, looking all cool. All right, let's bring in Stephanie to the show. Hello, Stephanie.
Hi.
How are you doing this morning?
I am doing very well. How are y'all?
Good. Alive.
Congratulations on getting in.
I cannot believe this. My heart is like pounding right now. This is amazing.
Well, before we proceed and get to know you, can you give us that password?
It is engine.
I messed it up, because we're going to have a little sounder, but I just want to make sure that you knew it before we stepped up. Tell us about you. What are you up to right now?
I am sitting at my desk at work, really excited to play.
What do you do?
I work in Chatham County. I work for a resource center called the Front Porch. It's a resource center for children and families.
Oh, all right. Nice.
That's really
Thank
cool.
Thank you. Yeah.
Stephanie, now we're going to be cheering you on.
It's always when someone has a really nice, semi-philanthropic sounding job that I want them to win.
Like, I hope one day we don't get someone that says...
And this is a new initiative here, so we're really excited about it. We're trying to still get things going, but we've been working for about 6 months now. So
cool.
Well,
okay.
Good, Stephanie.
Well, good luck.
Shout out Georgia.
Yeah, because we wouldn't be cheering somebody on if they called in and they're like, "Yeah, I'm a drug dealer." Get out of here.
not here.
All right. Well, Stephanie, let's step up to the vault.
Okay.
Wait a second. She already gave
it. She
did.
Okay, well, we got the password. She gave it.
Never mind.
I'll give it to you again if you really want it.
No, it's fine. A little rusty.
It's
our
first
time. We're on the road, so.
Yeah. I'm out of my element right now. You know how it goes, Stephanie.
Understandable.
Right. So here's how it works. You have 88 vaults to choose from. Which vault did you decide to go with, Stephanie?
I think I chose 39.
All right.
Perfect. Here's how it works, okay? Now, you chose vault number 39. You're going to be in there with the banker. He's going to give you dollar amounts. Those are going to increase the longer you stay in there, Stephanie. Now, your only job is to yell stop when you think the banker's gone as high as he's going to go. Now, the one tip we'll give you is that you could win $1,000, $2,000, $5,000, or the maximum of $10,000. But if you hear the word thousand, it will not go any higher, okay?
Okay.
So if he says $1,000, it will not go any higher. You will not be getting the $10,000 one. Just want to make sure that's clear for you.
Yes, got it.
All right, Stephanie, we want you to win all the money possible in this vault. Let's get ready to play Beat the Bank
Extreme.
Here we go.
110. 140. 220. 280. 330. 390. 400. 470. 550. 620.
Stop.
All right. All right. There you go, girl.
$620. $620 for you, Stephanie. Congratulations.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much.
Awesome.
Okay. Our pleasure. How are you going to be spending that $620?
I'm going on a big family vacation this summer, so I'll probably pay off that or save it for something fun like that.
Did I kiss you during the St. Patrick's Day parade the other day in Savannah?
You did not, but my son was there. I asked him, I said, did you see Big Al Mac? He goes, that's who that was. I was like, yeah, he did see. I avoided the parade. I like a weekday parade.
Okay.
Saturday's kind of hard, but I'll
some lady walked up to me and I kissed her. She had a sign that said, kiss me, Big Al.
On the mouth?
I did.
Oh, yes. Wow. Well, she asked you to.
I think I saw you kiss more than one person on the video.
Oh! Smooching Big Al Mac.
There you go.
You didn't share with the world, Al. We didn't know you were smooching everybody with your tight pants on.
Well, there's like a couple of 100,000 people there.
Yeah,
so it's
right.
Easy to do.
All right. Well, Stephanie, just for fun, you got the $620. That's all yours to keep. Stuff that into your pocket or your purse, wherever you want to put that. But just for fun, let's see how high it would have gone.
Okay.
730.
You played that perfectly.
Good call.
Well done, Stephanie. You got $620.
This is so exciting. Thank you so much.
Oh, no. You hold on for us. We'll get you all set up with your money, okay, Stephanie? Thank you for playing. All right. Stephanie, off she goes with $620. And Kid Nation, if you want to claim some of that money, we got another password coming up for you in less than an hour. Probably about 40 minutes from now, 35 minutes, we'll hook you up with the next password.
All right.
We are live from Daytona Beach out here at the Hard Rock Hotel. We are the Kid Craddock Morning Show. We'll be right back.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're live out here in Daytona Beach at the Hard Rock Hotel. We do have Love Letters to Kelly coming up in about an hour, 45 minutes or so. The Showbiz Top 5 is coming up as well in about 20 minutes. And Stephanie just won $620 with Beat the Bank
Extreme.
She chose vault number 39, if you're keeping track, out of the 88 that we have. So you'll have to choose a different one if you get in. And speaking of coming and taking some nice trips and staying where we're staying, it is time to give away that trip.
Yes.
To Daytona Beach. Now, here's what we did. We had you go to KidNation.com all of last week and enter the keywords that we gave you. And then at random, we selected the ones that got them all right. Can we bring in Erica right now? Erica, are you there?
Yes, good morning.
Well, Erica, how are you doing this morning?
I'm, freaking out, but I'm super good.
You should be freaking out and pack your bags because, Erica, you just won the trip. Congratulations.
Yay. Thank you so much.
You get to stay 3 nights at the Hard Rock Hotel here in Daytona Beach. We're sitting in the actual hotel right now, looking out into the ocean, and you're going to get to do a bunch of cool things, too. First of all, who do you want to bring with you?
My boyfriend and my kids.
All right, perfect.
All right.
So you and the kids and the boyfriend get to go to the Museum of Arts and Sciences, which we're going to check out today. You get to climb the Ponce de Leon Inlet Lighthouse. I think it's one of the tallest lighthouses in the country, on the East Coast. Yeah, it's really tall.
Super
high. Really fun to do. You get to swim and play at the Daytona Lagoon Water Park, and you get to dine at the Ocean Deck Restaurant and Beach Club. And if you want to be like our girl Erica, you can actually plan your trip right now at DaytonaBeach.com. Erica, how excited are you right now?
I am ecstatic right now. Oh, my gosh.
Hope you're ready to experience wide open fun.
Can you do that for us, Erica?
Absolutely.
Good. All right, Erica. Well, you start packing those bags. Tell your family you guys are taking a cool vacation. Hold on for us. We'll get you all set up with your trip, okay?
Okay.
It is so fun planning a vacation, isn't it?
It really is.
DaytonaBeach.com. You just get to,
Well, it's more fun when you win.
Schedule everything. Or if some people don't like to schedule anything, they just fly by the seat of their pants.
The most stressful part is paying the money. Let's be honest. Getting the money together and paying it, and then seeing, oh man, we're gonna have to save for like 6 months to do this. When that's taken out of the way.
Giving it away.
All you gotta do is now just go have fun. We even planned it for you. You have everything to do. And real quick, since we're out here, but we're still looking at the news and everything.
Yeah.
It's time for tidbit news.
Yeah, stuff's still happening out there. First of all, I want to inform you guys that Americans are no longer the tallest people in the world anymore.
Aww.
Yeah, officially, the people in the Netherlands are the tallest in the world.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say the center for University of Central Florida.
Oh, Fall?
Holy smokes, that dude. 7'6".
Yeah, they could have.
He's a monster.
That guy was taking over the game and almost won the game
yep.
for UCF. Yeah, uh-huh. That's what it was. They almost beat the number one ranked Duke team. Also, cute story, a blind golden retriever in North Carolina just got his own CNI puppy.
A dog has a CNI dog?
Yeah, a golden retriever. He got a little puppy. That's a golden retriever, and that's going to be his CNI puppy.
That's awesome.
Isn't that cool?
I've been to a therapeutic horse ranch where there was a blind horse.
Yeah.
And he had his own seeing eye donkey, and it would help him because they would die. They can't see.
Wow.
Too. Yeah. So it's like, what quality of life can a blind horse have? But they have these animals that work with them, and they're bonded, and it leads them to food and leads them around. It was so
sweet. Seeing eye ass.
It was so sweet.
That's awesome.
Nice, Al.
Yeah.
You're so sweet.
That's the truth.
That's a donkey.
It's a truth.
That's definitely a donkey.
Yeah.
Let's go to Russia real quick because a naked guy tried to board a plane in Russia.
Wait a minute. Repeat that, please.
A naked guy tried to board a plane in Russia. Again, this is Tidbit News. We just give you the tidbit.
Don't you have to go through TSA before you get to the actual plane?
I don't know exactly how he got to the plane, but he did claim, and he's a very valid point. He claimed the nudity made him more aerodynamic.
Right.
So they could get to their destination a little bit faster. Oh.
That's his reasoning.
Yeah, that's his reasoning right there.
He said about the TSA line, like putting everything from his laptop in the tub and walking up to the thing. Like, all right. No, I'm sorry, you have to go back through again.
There have been a couple of guys who have gotten naked in TSA line. You remember those news stories?
Yeah, because it is so frustrating that you keep beeping and going through, and you're like, I don't have anything. Fine, look.
Right.
You're just like, I'm going to take off all my clothes.
And you can't get arrested because, hey, they're already touching everywhere, so might as well show them there's nothing to be nothing to hide. And this is sad news in England. A guy in England was planning to go to his Las Vegas bachelor party, but his best man embezzled the entire $10,000 budget.
Oh.
He was arrested for fraud, the best man was, and the bachelor party was scaled down to a night at a bar in England.
Oh.
So he put the guy in charge of all the money, and he kept it.
That's the dude. I want to party with him. He's going to make sure you have a good... Yes. He's going to make sure you have a good time.
No, he's going to take all your money.
He's going to have a good time on his own.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, my understanding of what you just said was he embezzled the money to throw the party.
No, he embezzled the group, the money.
Oh, okay.
No,
I don't want to party with him at all. I totally
half
misunderstood.
Listening.
I totally misunderstood. Well, there's a lady that walked by in a bikini, and I was kind of...
Yeah. They all kicked around $900 each for a total of $10,000, handed it over to the best man to handle everything, and then he embezzled all the money.
Okay, my bad. I misunderstood.
You still want to go party with
him? No, I don't want to party with him. I want to party with...
And that was another edition of Tidbit News.
What's that?
Another edition of Big Al not paying attention.
I want to party with the girl that rubbed all on my body yesterday.
Oh, man. He will not stop talking about his engagement.
Her name is Corinne.
Uh-huh.
And she gave me something called the rock and rhythm massage.
Yeah.
And she scrubbed my feet. And she massaged my scalp.
Yeah.
And my face.
Go on.
And then turned me over and back thing. I thought I was just in hell. I've had massages before. It was nothing like this. This was awesome. So I think... We have another date.
She you booked another massage?
No, I didn't. I'm just saying. I told her, me and you can hang out.
By the way, this is the sort of greatness you could have had. Chelsea wrote us and said, I thought you guys had to fly separately in case of a plane crash.
Yeah.
So someone thought it was okay to put Kelly, JC, and Jenna on the same flight?
Yeah.
That's right.
I always wondered that when I was the only one on the London flight y'all were all on one together. I was wait, is this insurance?
Yeah.
I'm the odd one out.
I was on there with Russ Face, so I knew they're not going to let anything happen to Russ Face.
I was with Kelly. I knew nothing was going to happen to Kelly.
I told y'all I'm not dying in a plane crash.
As soon as I see the flight roster, and I see Kelly's on mine, I'm like, oh, I'm good.
All good.
Yeah, Russ Face and White Cheddar, I was cool.
I'm Gucci.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
That is us opening up access to all the vaults we have left for you, Kid Nation. So far, only one has been taken.
We got a lot left.
But it's time to play Beat the Bank
Extreme.
All you have to do is pick up that phone and give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Hopefully, you remember that password Big Al Matt gave you, because you'll need that to gain access into one of our vaults. We'll take caller number 19, Big Al. How's that sound?
Sounds good to me, brother.
That's a good number to take right there.
Yes,
caller
sir.
Number 19. You'll get your shot to play Beat the Bank Extreme here in a minute. While we wait, though, we have a guest here.
We do.
Yes, we do. sitting right in front of Big Al Mack. Her name is Lori Campbell Baker. She's the executive director of Daytona Beach Area Convention and Visitors Bureau.
What up? Nice
Extreme.
Long title.
Extreme.
It goes on and on and on.
That's hard to put on a business card, huh?
That's right.
Now, Lori,
you
weren't here last year when we showed up.
Right.
You were busy.
I was doing things. I think I was out of town.
Yeah, you guys had a lot going on.
I might have been in Texas.
You were visiting.
Yes.
I was out visiting.
You're out visiting.
That's what we do. We visit.
But there's a lot to do out here if you come visit Daytona Beach.
There is a lot to do.
Right.
We're going to experience some of that today as
what
well.
What are we doing today?
Wide open fun is what we have planned for you.
Do they give you our bios when they say, all right, these guys are going to show up? This is Kelly Raspberry. She likes to do nothing. This is Big Al. He likes massages.
I put the wide in wide open fun.
Do they do that for you? Or you're like, no.
They give us a little bit of everything, and then we say, this is what we think would be a great itinerary for you.
Excellent.
Right?
So what are we up to today,
So
Lori?
Today, we're going to start... Well, actually, let's start you off with sugar. Okay.
I like sugar.
Okay.
So
we have this local donut maker, Donnie's Donuts. They're legendary.
Donnie.
Our engineer has a donut place?
Donnie's Donuts. Wow. They are works of art.
Oh,
so
wow.
We're just going to start you off with a little bit of a high sugar buzz.
I like that.
We've got a couple of locations here, but help yourself.
They have butter beer.
S'mores.
Oh. Butter beer. You know what that's from, JC?
Harry Potter.
Yes.
Butter beer donuts.
Those are my two
Harry
favorite
Potter.
Things.
A nod to the locals, the Seabreeze Salted Caramel. Yeah,
okay.
Good stuff. So anyway, donuts first.
Yeah, we're going to get some of that.
Then we move on to the itinerary.
All right.
Going to get us all hyped up?
Yeah, we're going to get you hyped up, and then we're going to start you off at the Rock Bottom Restaurant and Brewery. And that's out at One Daytona. So right across, you probably saw Daytona International Speedway.
Yeah, we landed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So right across from that is One Daytona, and it's a shopping and entertainment complex. And it's got its own microbrewery, tons of stores, lots of places to go.
I'm guessing theaters. Beer, too, if it's a brewery.
Yeah, they make their own, and it's actually really good. So we'll start you out there.
It's nice to start at rock bottom. That way we can climb up.
We're going to start at rock bottom, and then we're going to move over to our Museum of Arts and Sciences. So Daytona Beach is known for a lot of things, but you probably don't think of a Smithsonian-affiliated museum, and that is what this is. So
it's part of the Smithsonian.
It's a Smithsonian-affiliated museum, and we've had it here for many, many years. But it's very cool, and one of the new exhibitions that's in there is called My Hero. Contemporary art and superheroes.
Okay.
So you're going to be hanging with superheroes today.
My son would love that.
Oh, you're going to love this.
My daughter loves
multimedia.
Museums, really.
They actually have the very first thong bikini in the Smithsonian down here.
I did not know that.
Yes. That's not true.
I'm going to call no on that.
She's seen the look on your face.
Not actually fit in with the Spring Family Beach Break that I'll be talking with you about in a minute.
Family friendly.
Big Al Mack does a lot of inappropriate comments, so you just got to be ready.
Why not?
I love the unedited.
All right, there you go.
No filter.
That's what I'm here for. That's what I'm here for.
Yes, absolutely. So that's happening at the Museum of Arts and Sciences. But you'll also see we have a Cuban exhibit there, which is pretty awesome, a planetarium. One thing on property that I really love, there's a local couple, Cece and Hyatt Brown, and they collected Florida artwork of Florida. And they collected so much they couldn't hold it anymore, and so they just built a museum to hold it.
Wow.
And so the Cece and Hyatt Brown Museum of Art is right on site as well.
So it's like their storage, but they just turned it into a museum.
It's amazing. It is architecturally beautiful, but just to see all of these different depictions of Florida, the place that we love, near and dear to our hearts. So that's awesome. We're also going to take you to Daytona Lagoon, which is our water park. But you know what? It's not water park season just yet. We're a couple weeks off of that. So that's okay, because we've got go-karts and golf and video games and rock climbing. There's all kinds of things. Yeah.
Yep.
There's all kinds of things going on in there. You don't even need to get wet, but in a few weeks, everybody's going to be in the water.
Yeah. Oh, so we could have some competitions today.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's a very good place for some competitions.
Okay.
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, competitions will be had.
How do you feel about that, Kelly, competitions today?
Kelly loves competitions.
Well, I mean, I can do something, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a very bad loser. Yeah.
I know.
So,
cuz going to climb some rocks today.
Climb some rocks.
I don't know about that.
Let's play some games.
I had enough exhilarating adventure on the airplane ride yesterday.
Games will be fun.
Well, these are safe, Jenna.
That was, we heard a little bit about that on social media. Not yours, but actually some folks that we know here. So, yeah, that never happens. So, no worries.
No worries.
We're not worried.
Thanks for taking that one, because it'll never happen again.
That's what I keep saying.
All right?
There you go.
Much appreciated. What are the chances? Like nothing now, right?
Zero. We're safe forever now.
We're safe forever.
That's true, but
well, that's what we're going with. I don't know.
That's my mentality.
You're safe.
Awesome. And then after we get done, we're just going to come back here and ride some bikes, I think, right?
I think you're going to come back here and enjoy the beach. And we're staring at the beach right now.
Yes, we are.
Beautiful window here at the Hard Rock Hotel.
It's a panoramic view, Miss Lori Campbell Baker.
It's panoramic. The waves are just adorable. You could almost ride them on a longboard, but it is just the perfect day for beach cruising.
It really is. We could just go up and down for 23 miles if we want to.
Yeah, you can drive on the beaches here, right?
You can drive in specific areas. You can drive low speed. We try to keep you safe, you know. Yeah. So if you're in a car, windows down, lights on, don't be texting, turn your radio off. But there are certain areas.
Down, not off, down.
Kind of as a nod to our racing history, we still do that. Now, it's 10 miles an hour. Don't go crazy.
Oh, okay.
You can't do it at a lot of beaches. That's really cool.
And our beaches are hard-packed, you know, toward the water, so you're not going to get stuck.
Well, Lori, since you have the executive director title, can you talk to the Hard Rock people and see if we could take that Lambo out on the beach
and
do some donuts?
Yeah, we want to take
that
to the beach.
Oh, yeah.
Susan says it's done, so
we can.
Susan Keefney from the Hard Rock Hotel Daytona Beach says that can be done.
You can't tell the difference between a Ferrari and a Lambo.
First of all, I can't tell the difference. We just came in really late last night after almost, you know, going down.
No, we did not.
I'm driving.
Drama.
So are you the person?
I'm driving.
Are you the person that we would contact if we wanted to have a convention? In Daytona?
Yes, absolutely.
Since, you know, Daytona Beach Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. I'm just asking.
We do lots of conventions here.
Okay.
And we're year-round. Our weather never gets really, really cold.
Okay.
So we're year-round. But conventions, definitely. So
there's a convention happening right now.
Yeah.
We were on the plane with a lady heading to a convention.
Which one? Do you remember?
Something
or something.
It was aesthetics or something, beauty.
Nice.
Things like that, yeah.
Nice.
A lot of beauty stuff going on out here, Lori.
It's very beautiful.
A lot of beauty.
Beautiful
it really
people
is.
Here.
Yes. Beautiful
what's,
people.
What's the website we need to check out if we want
to
do that?
So check out DaytonaBeach.com. It's got everything that we know on things to see and do in the area, plus a great calendar of events. So if you're planning a vacation or thinking about coming, sometime coming up, take a look at what's to see and do.
All right.
During the summer, we've got a free band shell concert series.
That's
right
on
the
water. Last year,
yes.
Right by the boardwalk.
And they've been doing some work on it. So we ate dinner down there last night.
Yeah.
Well,
good
stuff. Keep up with our social media today, because we're going to be posting all our adventures out here in Daytona Beach.
Sounds
and Lori,
good.
Thank you so much for joining us this
thank
morning.
Thank you for being here.
Would you like to stick around to hear our rapper do a really extravagant rap right now?
Well, yeah.
Dedicated to the beaches.
It's going
to
be really good.
Dedicated to the beaches.
Oh, here we go, Lori.
You gotta listen because he whispers.
Check this out right here. It's time.
Beat the Bang Stream. Beach has great music. Beach has dance moves. Beach has bikinis. Beach has man boobs. Beat the Bang.
Oh, no.
By the way, those man boobs are Big Al's. That's what he's talking
Absolutely.
About right there. That's what's going on.
Absolutely.
Well,
thank you, Miss Lori Campbell Baker.
I'm glad you stuck around for that.
And thank you for all the two people that clapped. Well done, Al.
Yes, thank you.
All right, let's bring in Nikki to the phone lines. Hello, Nikki.
Hi.
Hey.
How are you doing this morning, Nikki?
I'm awesome. I'm so excited.
Good. I'm glad you're excited because you're our second contestant here on Beat the Bank Extreme. It's finally back. What are you up to right now?
I'm actually commuting to work.
Oh, what do you do for work?
I work for a hospital. I'm in administration.
Administration.
Will you be safe while you're driving now? Okay?
Yes, Nikki. Make sure you pull over.
I pulled over just so that I would not get so excited I would wreck the car.
Okay, good.
Good for you.
This is going to get really intense because you know how intense Beat the Bank can be. You can win up to $10,000, but before we get any of that, Nikki, let's step up to the vault.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Beach.
Password accepted.
That is the correct password. Nikki, congratulations. You have gained access to our vault. Now, we do have 88 of them, now 87 because one was taken. Your only job is to stay in there with the banker as long as you can because those dollar amounts increase the longer you stay in there. You're Grand total, the largest you can win is $10,000. But there's also some in there with $2,000, $5,000, a bunch of them with $1,000. Some don't even get up to $1,000. Your only job is to yell stop when you think it's gone as high as it's going to go. Now, our only tip that we'll give you, this is the master tip, is if you hear a $1,000 increment in there, you yell stop, it will not go any higher than $1,000. All right.
Then that thousand. All right.
Yeah. Good Once deal. You hear 1,000, even if it's 1,000, 2,000, 5,000, you make sure you all stop. It will not go any higher. I think you know everything now.
Yes.
And then what vault number did you want? What vault number did you choose, Nikki?
Five.
Vault number five. Oh, that's my favorite number, Nikki.
Starting low.
Mine too.
Hey.
Mine too.
All right.
We have so much in common.
I know. Nikki and I are best friends now. All right, Nikki. Well, we have vault number five ready for you. Let's do it. Let's play.
Beat the bank. Extreme.
80, 140, 200, 290, 330, 370, 490.
Stop.
All right.
Girl.
490, that's okay.
400.
And as long as I got to that, I was going to be happy.
Well, there you go.
Hey, sometimes you go in there with a number set in mind, and that's what you want.
A bikini in the hand's better than two in the bush, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like
Why
that.
Why not? Al really wants to see bikinis today and thongs, apparently. But that's all good.
Can't get rid of it. Nikki, all you can think about.
He's at the beach, Jenna. What are you, the man? You keep seeing women in bathing suits.
Oh, you're going to get to see both Kelly and I in a bathing suit.
All right.
Maybe one of the other things.
All right. Yeah, yeah.
All
what?
Right. Yeah.
Jenna, you brought a thong, huh? Because Kelly didn't.
No, I
no. Nikki, what are you going to do with your $490?
I do not know. I'm just so excited that I got in, so I don't even know. I'm excited, though.
Okay, you got all the time
Free money.
In the world.
I mean, you can just go to the mall and spend it on whatever you want to spend. But, Nikki, just for fun, you got $490, yours to keep. Let's see how high it would have gone. Wait a minute. Nikki,
crazy.
Are you like some sort of time traveler? You knew that was going to happen or something?
I'm just excited that I got it right before.
You
That's
did.
Crazy.
You
Nikki.
Did, girl. You
well,
did.
Both, played, both ma'am. Players this morning really
yeah.
got it.
Yeah.
Right
Down to the wire.
Yeah.
Some beat the bank experts is
yeah.
what we got this
Down
morning.
Down to the thong, I'd like to say.
All right. Yeah. There's thong mention number three of the day for Big Al Mac, by the way.
Did
Nikki.
Put you up to that?
No. Do you have a bit going on?
It's one of our sponsors, actually.
Nikki, you hang on for us, and you collect your $490. Congratulations. Thank you for playing today.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And don't you worry. Beat the Bank Extreme is going to be coming back tomorrow. Two chances for you to win up to $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
And coming up next, our love expert did travel all the way to Daytona with us.
She did.
Kelly Raspberry's Love Letters to Kelly is coming up next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Live from Daytona Beach at the Hard Rock Hotel this morning. We'll be here today and tomorrow, by the way, Kid Nation. And a big shout-out to our winner from Beat the Bank Extreme last break. Nikki won $490, which was the maximum during her turn. I mean, she did extremely well. So we have another two chances for you to play tomorrow morning. And right now we're going to see if Big Al Mac is going to throw in another thong reference because it's time for our love expert to help us out right here on the beach in Daytona Beach.
Hmm.
It's the beach edition of
Love Letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
One of my sisters recently got engaged to a guy she's been dating only 6 months. I'm happy that she's happy, but the real bombshell is they plan to get married this September. During the last 6 months of them dating, though, I've seen and interacted with him maybe just 6 times. I can already see some red flags, like him being a manipulator and very controlling. He goes through her phone. He doesn't like it when she goes out dancing. And when she takes him, she never acts like herself. She's not social. She doesn't dance in order to not make him upset. He gets mad when guys check her out, but she's pretty, so guys are going to look at her. She did mention it's his idea to get married so soon, and she's just kind of going with the flow. I feel like she's rushing things with this guy. She's 29. She still lives at home with her parents, doesn't have a car, nor any intentions on learning how to drive. I know she's going to ask me to be her maid of honor, but I can't be fake and pretend like this is okay when the entire family knows something is off, but no one will speak up and say anything to them. Should I suck it up and let her go through with it and be supportive? Or should I not be a part of the whole thing? Kelly, what do I do? Yesenia.
Well, I think you should say something to your sister and express your concerns. I mean, how can you not in good conscience do that? But then once you express your concern, she knows how you feel. You're going to have to support her and be there for her in whatever decision she decides to make. Because if she does go through with the wedding and then it all falls apart, she's going to need her family at that point. Because I have a feeling that no matter what you say to her, she's going to go through with the wedding anyway. Because that's what
how it goes.
Women do.
Yep.
They're like, oh, now it's too late. I've been embarrassed to call off the wedding and things like that. But I think
I'm
it is important
for her. This is obvious. This guy's controlling.
It's controlling, and it's not a great situation you want for your sister. But there's a whole lot of things going on in her head. She's 29. All of her friends are getting married. She's living at home with her mom and dad. She's embarrassed. This is her way out. So there's a lot of things going on in her head. And but I would tell her how you feel about it, that you don't like the situation, that you,
those guys are scary, man.
You see these
signs.
They
treat women like property.
And she can't drive. You know, she doesn't even have a license
at 29. But doesn't want to.
Yeah.
And doesn't want to. So there's a part of her that likes kind of maybe being taken care of. She's still being taken care of by her parents, and here's this guy. But he's also controlling her. And not every controlling man ends up abusive. We shouldn't. There are men that expect certain things. They're demanding of the women in their relationship, but they're not abusive.
Sometimes they chill out after you get married because they say, okay, she married me. I'm the guy.
Well,
or
maybe,
they're just alpha males.
Not
they just
always.
Like to be...
No.
But I have known, I have had a friend that I had to express to her my concerns over her boyfriend at the time, and I didn't like him, and I told her my feelings. I thought he was also very controlling and things like that. They went on to get married, and they have a beautiful relationship now. He's mellowed, you know, and he was never violent, so I have seen that happen.
Yeah.
Doesn't always happen. Sometimes it does take the ugly turn. But once you speak your truth to her, that's the new thing I've got from Wendy Williams. I'm so sorry that came out of my mouth. Speak your truth. Tell her how you feel, but then you support your sister and you be there for her. Don't turn your back on her because there is a chance she's really going to need you.
There you go. Through thick and thin.
All right.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My boyfriend of 3 years has been amazing, and I love him very much. However, he insists on having my blessings to go to strip clubs, even though I have voiced my negative opinions about them.
He says now?
Strip clubs.
He asks her.
He insists on having my blessing to go to strip clubs.
Yeah, yeah. So he's not asking for permission. He's just saying
he wants her to bless
it. He wants her to be cool with it.
He says it's just for guys' night, so he can tag along with his friends. And if I don't agree with him going, that means I do not trust him. I do trust him, but I think it's disrespectful for him to even want to go. I just don't like the environment in general. I think strip clubs are fine for single people, not married men. The point is, if you're happy with me, why do you need to go somewhere like that? He says, I wouldn't understand because I'm not a guy, and I won't explain further. Should I be more relaxed on this issue or stand my ground? Do you think it's a big deal?
I think it is a big deal. I wouldn't have a problem.
How often is he going?
Exactly.
That's the thing. It's like,
I would not.
Right?
If it was a bachelor party, it was a one-time thing, and it's just guys
once
being stupid. And eventually, you know, how many bachelor parties are you going to go to? How many have you truly been to?
Me, three.
Three,
four.
In your whole life. I mean, that's about it.
Yeah.
And then people get to a certain age where they stop doing that nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
But if your husband's going out and it's repeatedly and he's always wanting you to be okay with it, because don't be a nag. There's a problem there.
What's her blessing?
That's a guy that feels like he's missing out on something and he is tempting fate. Like I said,
I found in my now dating life that there's two types of guys.
Yeah.
Guys that actually like to go and guys that have no interest unless they have to.
A bachelor party
situation.
Yeah.
Unless every week one of his buddies is getting a bachelor party on, is inappropriate. Good luck getting him not to go.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like that's a big problem.
It's okay to tag with your buddies when they don't go to the strip club. I'm sure they're not going every time. But
it sounds like an issue.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
I've been seeing this boy for 2 years, but we broke up because we both didn't see a future. It was a mutual breakup, and we ended things in a really good way. I am, however, not completely over him. He started seeing another woman, and for some reason, this thong-wearing woman keeps texting me because she thinks
I'm... Al added that.
I know he did.
This woman keeps texting me because she thinks I'm a nice person. The woman he started dating.
She's
texting the ex-girlfriend. Now, they are both coming to town next week, and my question is it okay to visit them? Visit them can end up in two things. I see them both happy, and I get a reality check, and I move on. Or two, I see them both together, and I get really jealous, and I'm back to square one trying to get over him all over again. Please help, Viola.
Leave them alone. Yeah. You're going to get over it when you meet somebody else. That's just the bottom line.
Yep.
You're going to meet, when you find somebody else that comes along and he's going to make your toes curl up and you're going to get butterflies in your stomach, then you'll be over it. But you don't need to be hanging out and making yourself miserable. What a weird situation. Why is that girl texting
you? Why is the woman texting her? Yeah,
she's rubbing it in your face, and you're letting her.
That's
something so beautiful about out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
It can be very true if you just, girls just have such a hard time cutting off contact. Gosh.
But when the new girlfriend's texting you, what's up?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
you don't need
to
be seeing them.
No.
Just stop
that's
accepting
weird.
The phone calls and texts. Be done with that.
Are they trying to set up some sort of sister wives thing?
Yeah,
maybe.
Baby.
No.
Yeah.
sounds kind of like
that right there.
If someone touches your thigh, no. Run.
Just run away.
No.
Right, if you want to write a love letter to Kelly, make sure you go to KidNation.com. We'll have another edition for you on Wednesday. And today's edition was brought to you by Legacy Box.
Oh, my Legacy Box experience was fabulous.
Really?
My cousin, my aunt, my mother, my brother, they're all like, you're our family hero, Kelly.
Well, you're the hero?
I saved our memories.
You saved
because
the raspberries.
Honestly, there's videos and home movies and stuff we remember. Gosh, remember when we used to do family night and we'd all gather around, you know, so many years ago? Well, those memories were just sitting in shoe boxes because we had no way to play them. So I sent all those reel-to-reels, the VHS tapes, the old pictures that were starting to fade with time, sent them all off to Legacy Box. They sent me personalized updates every step of the way. You get up to like 12 email updates if necessary. And then before I knew it, the box was being returned to me with my memories preserved on digital downloads, on thumb drive DVD, my originals came back to me too. So
that's
I have
great.
All of it. And now my family gets to finally enjoy it again. It's not just sitting in a dusty box. Never a better time to digitally preserve your memories if you visit legacybox.com/KIDD. You'll get 40% off your first order, a very special discount for our listeners. Go to legacybox.com/KID to save 40% off your first Legacy Box and start preserving your past.
It's the Kidcratic Morning Show.